This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. 8 Democratic presidential hopefuls participated in the She the People Presidential Forum at Texas Southern University in Houston on Wednesday. The event was billed as the first ever presidential forum focused on women of color, a key demographic within the Democratic Party. And as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, attendees said an event like this was long overdue.
The bulk of the people attending this forum were, of course, women of color. And when asked, most of these women said they were excited about this event for a similar reason. And they even used the same language to describe what they were excited about. For example, here's Isha Pandit from Houston and Charlene Mendoza from Tucson.
I think I'm here because I really value the political power of women of color, and I was really excited to be in a room where that perspective was centered.
I'm really looking forward to being in a space with other women of color, and it's very unusual to be in a place where this is centered.
Centered, as in women of color were the focus and the core of this event. They asked the questions, and the answers were supposed to be aimed directly at them. Sulma Arias, who traveled from Virginia, said this was refreshing because politicians have largely taken women of color for granted.
You know, I think our voting block and our voices can no longer be ignored. And if any candidate wants to win, they have to talk to us.
Organizers say this is why they created the event. For one, women of color are key demographics in many of the country's swing states, and they will play a large role in choosing the winner of next year's Democratic primary. Amy Allison, the founder of She the People, said this forum was a way to help voters distinguish which candidates stand with and for women of color.
And let me tell you something, the candidate that does that best and most consistently will win the nomination and the White House in 2020.
And that's why the moderators of this event, which included Allison and MSNBC's Joy Reid, asked almost every candidate why women of color should vote for them when they have almost 20 options and a diverse field of candidates. Cory Booker and Julian Castro both pointed to the women that raised them. Booker talked about his mom.
As a man that was raised by a strong black woman who understood and taught me from my very earliest of ages the debt that I owe.
Castro said he watched his mother and grandmother work hard and raise children as single parents.
And so I grew up seeing both the struggles and the promise of two strong women of color.
Kamala Harris, Bernie Sanders, and Amy Klobuchar said women should vote for them because of the work they've done.
Because of my track record, my entire life, of focusing on women of color.
Look at my record and look at what I have campaigned on.
What I can tell you is that my entire life I have fought for justice.
Tulsi Gabbard said they should vote for her because she comes from a diverse part of the country.
Coming from Hawaii, have a unique experience that I bring to the forefront and that I feel is so strongly needed in this country now.
And Beto O'Rourke says he's not owed these votes, but he's going to try to earn them.
So showing up, listening, incorporating what I hear, everyone's experiences into this campaign, into our service, is how I hope to earn the support and the vote of the people of this country.
Elizabeth Warren, though, was asked a different question. She was asked about what she would say to people who are interested in voting for her, but are afraid to vote for a woman after Hillary Clinton's loss in 2016. Warren said, this is the heart of questions voters are going to ask themselves.
Are we going to show up for people that we didn't actually believe in, but because we were too afraid to do anything else? That's not who we are. That's not how we're going to do this.
Candidates were also asked about a slew of issues that included immigration, health care, the economy, and voting rights. Tess Ortega works for a group in Houston called JOLT, which mobilizes young voters of color. She says these conversations were great, but they should just be a starting point for candidates.
This can't be your one token event of like, okay, well, cool, we did this one event for women of color and like, we're good, we filled our quota for the year.
For the most part, many of the women at this event said they aren't totally sure who they will vote for, but they said they got a better sense of who they liked at this event. And they will be paying close attention to what these candidates are saying and what groups they're saying it to. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.